not one of the real dumping grounds, but I mean, you can see that people have frequency where somebody stopped and thrown out beer cans or something, and it's just a little good little flat place off the road, you see. And the gate sits back, it's just not right on the road, just back a little piece, and in there is where he's always had some trouble with that, because and he actually goes into the place another way, so I think maybe it'd be a good thing if he just made a real substantial fence over there. I guess they'd knock it down too.
A lot of problems
everywhere, I guess.
In town, the place where you walk has always been called a
sidewalk,
and the place between the sidewalk and the street, do you have a name for that?
No, I really have never heard a name. What's the right word for it?
Well, half a dozen words. Parkway.
I thought a parkway was when you had a strip in the middle. We used to have parkways out on this street, and we were so glad for them to be done away with, because it made the street so much, gave you so much more driving space.
Or tree belt, tree row, tree bank, terrace.
Well, I think you sometimes say bank, but. It always sounds more like bank is the right word if it kind of is a little bit steep. But if you happen to be living where the street and your yard and the sidewalk are all exactly the same height, bank doesn't sound exactly like the right word, but if it's steep, it does. But other than bank, I wouldn't know what else to call it. I haven't gotten in touch with the street commissioner, but I'm going to tell him to, when they go along collecting leaves, sometimes if they don't do it very often, but sometimes they would, if somebody has a lot of leaves outside, you know, they'll, not just out in the street like these are piled, but some along on the bank, as I call it, they might take them up, but the ones over on the other side, we didn't want taken up because that side is so hard to get grass grow. We have different kinds of little creepy vines, and the leaves that are in it, we preferred leaving there for the winter. We thought maybe it was a little bit better for these little vines that we have. They're under elm trees. That's the reason they're so hard doing it. That's just deadly.
Burn leaves in town here, or is that against the law?
Well, I think I don't think that if anybody wants to burn leaves, I don't think they object to that. I think what all the conservation people beg people not to ever burn grass. Burn off grass, you know, that's an awfully bad thing to do, but I think that the city takes up the leaves, and then we have a great big city dump and fill. You know, they're using that method of going all over it and then putting dirt on top and layering it up that way, you know. And I think that the leaves, you really go that way, except, of course, there's some people that maybe have compost and use some of them that way, but most people would have too many for average compost.
Okay, how about, let's see, some questions about dogs.